Well, Calvin, first of all, what a good couple of days.
Yeah, it's been a really good couple of days. Nice to get in the team and nice to get out there and play some cricket for the first team. It's been a really good experience.
Sure. How important was it to win tonight with the group being so close? Because you're back top now.
Yeah, I think it was a vital win for us tonight. Obviously, Kent biting at our heels. So I think it's really good that we've kind of given ourselves a bit of breathing space going into Somerset on week Friday. So, yeah, hopefully we can win that. And then, yeah, onto the home for quarterfinals.
What's the feeling now that maybe you've done enough just to qualify?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we probably have done enough to qualify, but we'd like to get a home quarterfinal, like I said. So I think we just got to keep pushing on and on to the next game and hopefully get another win.
Now, what about you and your innings? Half century or 24 balls? You went off like a train.
Well, I think we needed that impetus from the start. Vincey and I spoke about one of us going hard at the top and the other one kind of banging our way through. And I think that's what we kind of did well there. I think that's got us over the line.
Is this what you do normally? Because most of us haven't seen you play before.
Yeah, I mean, second team cricket, I've kind of looked to do that throughout the season. Obviously, sometimes it comes off, sometimes it doesn't. And I think you just got to kind of persist with it. When it's your day, it's your day. And I think you've got to make the most of it.
Did you know you were going to open the batting? I mean, obviously you did last night as well.
Well, Chalks has spoken to me and said that's what I'd be doing. So I think when I got here, I knew that was kind of my role. So I kind of just set myself out to kind of do that from the start.
We've been so used to seeing Riley Russo and James Vince going hard at it, and now it's Calvin Dickerson and James Vince.
Yeah, some big shoes to fill, but I think it's always nice having someone like James Vince on the other end, experience to learn from, and watching him and Riley go at the top of the order is really something I've learned from going forward.
I say it was Calvin Dickerson and James Vince, but you put him in completely the shade. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I mean, yeah, it's all about batting and partnerships, and I think, yeah, I got off to a good start, and then Vincey saw us home, which is always nice.
Now, what about you? Because, I mean, you've obviously got in fortuitously because of an injury to Lewis McManus, but you're in the side now.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you've got to take your opportunity. I think you wait so long for them to come along, and I think now I've got it. I've just got to take it and do the best I can for as long as I can and hopefully keep winning games for us.
It looks like you're there for the rest of the season now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, like I said, you've just got to keep winning games and doing my thing, and hopefully, yeah, the rest will come.
So, I mean, I know you were born in South Africa, but you schooled at Isle of Wight, wasn't you?
No, so I was born in South Africa. And my parents moved to the Isle of Wight, and then I went to school in Oxford.
Oh, right, sorry.
At St Edward's in Oxford, so I did my schooling there, and that's kind of where I learnt my cricketing trade, I guess. And, yeah, that's kind of where my love for the sport kind of developed.
And you've been playing locally for what, Lymington?
Yeah, so I started off playing in the Oxfordshire Leagues for Shipton under Wychwood, and then just moved to Lymington this year, obviously, because I've just signed to Hampshire. I think that's really helped me develop my cricket being down there, and obviously kind of moving a little bit of my life back down to the South Coast has really helped.
Is this always something you wanted to do?
Yes, like I said, when I started at St Edward's, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but I think while being at school like St Edward's, they had a lot of opportunities and stuff, which then led to me being more interested into it, and now, luckily enough, I've had the opportunity to do it as a job.
And this is your first year with Hampshire?
Yes, this is my first year. My first year signed with Hampshire, signed in October, and I've still got another year, so hopefully, yeah, we'll see what happens.